By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. اما بعد فاعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم الصلاۃ والسلام علیک یا رسول اللہ وعلی آلک واصحابک یا حبیب اللہ الصلاۃ والسلام علیک یا نبی اللہ وعلی آلک واصحابک یا نور اللہ السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ ماشاء اللہ عز و جل ویلکم بیک ٹو اندر ایپیسوڈ آف رائز اینڈ شائن ہوپ فلی وی گو اے ویری بیوٹیفل ٹاپک دیٹ وی وانٹ ٹو ڈسکس ٹوڈے اینڈ آلسو الحمد للہ عز و جل وی گو دا ڈیلی ریمائنڈر دا ڈیلی حدیث اینڈ کارٹون ایز ویل ماشاء اللہ دیٹ ول بی فن ماشاء اللہ سو اٹس آلویز cartoons, alhamdulillah, enjoying for the young children at home, inshallah, azza wa jal. So please don't forget to, we need feedback as well. I got a feedback from a person yesterday on my number. So inshallah, we're going to have a little meeting with the team, see if we can try to act upon that, make it better. Alhamdulillah, gave us a suggestion regarding the program. So we are open to criticism as well, yet to make things better. And also, inshallah, azawajal, any ideas, any mashware that you can give us, how to make this program even better than it is. And also, alhamdulillah, azawajal, how we can promote the work of deen in a better way, as we are doing, alhamdulillah, azawajal. So like I said, we're always open, you know, for new ideas. And inshallah, azawajal, working together, we can, inshallah, azawajal, pass on the message of Islam to our viewers, inshallah, azza wa jal. As always, as you know, we do start off the program with the recitation of the glorious Quran. And again, I want to reiterate, whenever we listen to the Quran, we should listen to it attentively, carefully, and inshallah, azza wa jal, with the intention that we want to learn something and pass on the message on to others as well. And the more we learn, the more we can pass the messages on, and the more, inshallah, azza wa jal, we can try to make our lives practicing, alhamdulillah, and make ourselves better Muslims. So hopefully, inshallah, azza wa jal, let's go towards the recitation of the glorious Quran. Sallu alal habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
Main Allah ta'ala ki panah mein aata hoon shaitan e mardood se.
Bismillahir rahmanir rahim.
Allah ke naam se shuru jo nihayat meherban rahm wala.
وَأَنكِحُوا الْأَيَامَى مِنكُمْ وَالصَّالِحِينَ مِنْ عِبَادِكُمْ وَإِمَائِكُمْ إِن يَكُونُوا فُقَرَاءَ يُغْنِهِمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ وَاللَّهُ وَاسِعٌ عَلِيمٌ.
اور نکاح کر دو اپنوں میں ان کا جو بے نکاح ہوں، اور اپنے لائق بندوں اور کنیزوں کا، اگر وہ فقیر ہوں تو اللہ انہیں غنی کر دے گا اپنے فضل کے سبب، اور اللہ وسعت والا علم والا ہے.
وَلْيَسْتَعْفِفِ الَّذِينَ لَا يَجِدُونَ نِكَاحًا حَتَّى يُغْنِيَهُمُ اللَّهُ مِن فَضْلِهِ.
اور چاہیے کہ بچے رہیں وہ جو نکاح کا مقدور نہیں رکھتے، یہاں تک کہ اللہ انہیں مقدور والا کر دے اپنے فضل سے.
والذین یبتغون الکتاب مما ملکت ایمانکم فکاتبوہم ان علمتم فیہم خیرا وآتوہم مما للہ الذی آتاکم.
اور تمہارے ہاتھ کی ملک باندھی غلاموں میں سے جو یہ چاہیں کہ کچھ مال کمانے کی شرط پر انہیں آزادی لکھ دو تو لکھ دو، اگر ان میں کچھ بھلائی جانو اور اس پر ان کی مدد کرو، اللہ کے مال سے جو تم کو دیا.
وَلَا تُكْرِهُوا فَتَيَاتِكُمْ عَلَى الْبِغَاءِ إِنْ أَرَضْنَ تَحَصُّنًا لِتَبْتَغُوا عَرَضَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا.
اور مجبور نہ کرو اپنی کنیزوں کو بدکاری پر جبکہ وہ بچنا چاہیں تاکہ تم دنیاوی زندگی کا کچھ مال چاہو.
وَمَن يُكْرِهُنَّ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ مِن بَعْدِ إِكْرَاهِهِنَّ غَفُورٌ رَّحِيمٌ.
اور جو انہیں مجبور کرے گا تو بے شک اللہ بعد اس کے کہ وہ مجبوری ہی کی حالت پر رہیں بخشنے والا مہربان ہے.
وَلَقَدْ أَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكُمْ آيَاتٍ مُبَيِّنَاتٍ وَمَثَلًا مِنَ الَّذِينَ خَلَوْا مِن قَبْلِكُمْ وَمَوْعِظَةً لِلْمُتَّقِينَ.
اور بے شک ہم نے اتاری تمہاری طرف روشن آیتیں اور کچھ ان لوگوں کا بیان جو تم سے پہلے ہو گزرے اور ڈر والوں کے لیے نصیحت.
اللہ نور السماوات والارض.
اللہ نور ہے آسمانوں اور زمین کا.
مثل نوره كمشكات فيها مصباح المصباح في زجاجة.
اس کے نور کی مثال ایسی جیسے ایک طاق کہ اس میں چراغ ہے, وہ چراغ ایک فانوس میں ہے.
الزجاجة كأنها كوكب دري يوقد من شجرة مباركة زيتونة لا شرقية ولا غربية يكاد زيتها يضيء ولو لم تمسسه نار نور على نور.
وہ فانوس گویا ایک ستارہ ہے, موتی سا چمکتا روشن ہوتا ہے, برکت والے پیڑ زیتون سے جو نہ پورب یعنی مشرق کا نہ پچھم یعنی مغرب کا قریب ہے کہ اس کا تیل بھڑک اٹھے اگرچہ اسے آگ نہ چھوئے, نور پر نور ہے.
یهدی اللہ لنوره من یشاء.
اللہ اپنے نور کی راہ بتاتا ہے جسے چاہتا ہے.
وَيَضْرِبُ اللَّهُ الْأَمْثَالَ لِلنَّاسِ وَاللَّهُ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٌ.
اور اللہ مثالیں بیان فرماتا ہے لوگوں کے لیے اور اللہ سب کچھ جانتا ہے.
صدق اللہ العظیم.
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. ماشاءاللہ عز و جل, these were the beautiful verses of Surah An-Nur Sharif. Alhamdulillah عز و جل, we've got the blessing of listening to the beautiful recitation of the glorious Quran. May Allah تعالی give me and all of us the ability to listen to the Quran attentively, and inshallah عز و جل try to act upon it as well. As you know, acting upon the Quran is the most important thing, because inshallah as well, the more we listen to the Quran, the more opportunity we have to act upon it as well. And also, if you still have not made your habit to recite the Quran daily in your routine, in your life, then please do so, as the Quran, alhamdulillah azza wa jal, is the word of Allah azza wa jal. And the more we read the Quran, the more blessings we'll have in our lives. And I met with someone, and he says that it's been a long time since I've read the Quran, but the other day, alhamdulillah, he had an opportunity to travel on the Madani Qafila, and he says that I enjoyed reading the blessed verses of the Quran. And this is, alhamdulillah, no doubt that's what the case is going to be. Who does not enjoy reading the glorious Quran? We all enjoy reading the Quran. And inshallah, as well, for that, what we need to understand is you gotta give up something. As they say, you gotta lose something to gain something. Now, whatever you lose, inshallah, you will never be in a state where you're going to be losing out financially or physically or anything, because it's only in the head. It's only the imagination. Sometimes we think, if I sit down and read the Quran, you know, I might as well, you know, read something else. And now Quran is on the mobile phones as well. We can open our apps on the Quran. We can read the Quran. We can listen to the Quran. You know, especially for those brothers who are in an office alone, or who are taxi drivers, delivery drivers. You know, you've got the whole world, man. You know, you, instead of listening to anything else, just try to listen to the Quran. And I can remember one of the person I know, he was about 34 years old, and he had an accident. He used to be a delivery driver. He had an accident in the car, and he died in the accident. And, you know, alhamdulillah, what I'm saying is that, you know, if this is the case, our time is up, then at least we'll be listening to the beautiful recitation of the Quran, rather than listening to songs or listening to other sinful things. Alhamdulillah, as well, try listening to the Quran, try listening to the kalams as well. And also, you know, I would also recommend Darul Ifta Ahle Sunnat. Now, if you go onto the YouTube channel and click in Darul Ifta Ahle Sunnat, Darul Ifta Ahle Sunnat is a department, alhamdulillah, in Dawat Islami, which gives us the Shari rulings of Islam. I enjoy listening to that. It's like a 45-minute program. But alhamdulillah, azawajal, you can have it in your car. Just, you know, it's on video. Obviously, you're not going to be watching the video whilst you're driving. Or, you know, you can hear that. So just turn it on and just put it away. And inshallah, azawajal, you can be learning a lot of things as well. And I enjoy that, because there's so much that, alhamdulillah, azawajal, we can learn from that as well. Swiftly moving on, inshallah, azawajal, we'll go towards the kalam. And then we'll come back to our topic. And I, inshallah, introduce the topic for today, inshallah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Ya Rasulallah, mere aqa, حشر میں خود کو جو دیکھوں گا بکھر جاؤں گا اپنے گر نہ سنبھالا تو ادھر
گزر جاؤں
نعت پڑھتے ہوئے میں پل سے گزر جاؤں گا. میری ہر آس کی ڈوری درے پنجتن سے جڑی, میری ہر آس کی ڈوری در پنجتن سے جڑی, در پنجتن سے جڑی, بے خطر ہو لہد میں میں اتر جاؤں گا. بے خطر ہو کے لہد میں میں اتر جاؤں گا. میرا سر لائق تو نہیں, میرا سر آپ کی دہلیز کے لائق تو نہیں, لائق تو نہیں, خاک بن کر بکھر جاؤں گا. خاک بن کر تیرے قدموں میں بکھر جاؤں گا. اس سے بڑھ کر بڑھ کر نہیں اعزاز کوئی اور ضیاء, کوئی اور ضیاء, لوگ تیرا ہی کہیں گے میں جدھر جاؤں جدھر جاؤں گا. حشر میں خود کو جو دیکھوں گا بکھر جاؤں گا. اپنے سنبھالا تو ادھر جاؤں گا.
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. ماشاءاللہ عز و جل, a very beautiful کلام. جی, if you've mashallah azawajal joined us now, then alhamdulillah you are watching our Rise and Shine program. Anywhere in the world if you are watching us, alhamdulillah, I welcome you with warm heart. May Allah ta'ala bless you and reward you for all the hard work and blessings that you've done mashallah in your life. Ji, so the topic we're going to be adopt gentleness. So like it's a It's something to do. It's a hukum as well. Adopt gentleness. But you might be asking a question, yeah, but how do we adopt gentleness? What is gentleness? Let me tell you a beautiful story. Zaid bin Sa'na radiallahu ta'ala anhu, before he accepted Islam, he was a very great scholar. And one day, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bought some dates of him. And it says that Zaid bin Sa'na radiallahu ta'ala anhu, in a gathering, he went up to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, held his cloak and said, "O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you bought dates of me. You still have not paid for them." And then, ma'azallah, you know, these are the words he said in a harsh tone. And he says that Hazrat Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, you know, immediately looked at him, walked forward, and he says that, "Oh, enemy of Allah, how can you say this to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam?" He says, "By Allah, if it was not for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I would have slit your head open." And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam immediately looked at him and he said, "Umar, what are you doing? You're supposed to be telling me to pay him and for him to stay calm." And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then announced and said that, "Oh, Umar, give him the money that I owe him and give him a bit extra." So Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he gave him a bit extra. And Zaid bin Sa'na radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that, "Oh, Umar, why have you given me extra?" He says, "Because I looked at you in such a harsh manner and I made you feel scared. Because of that, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told me to give you more." And Zaid bin Sa'na radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he smiled and he says, "Oh, Umar, I have read in the scriptures, in the Torah Sharif, that the final messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would be so soft-hearted and so kind, even if you be harsh to him, in a sakhti bhi karo, he will still be kind to you." And that was one thing that I saw from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I now tell you that, "Oh Umar, I was testing the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I'm a very rich person and I promise you and I take you as a witness that I accept Islam." He recited the Shahada and then he accepted Islam. And then he gave half of his wealth towards the works of Islam. Now, my Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, you heard about the mildness, the hilm of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and also the kindness of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As Muslims, we learn from the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We should be kind-hearted. We should be soft-hearted, especially to those people who are around us, those people who are with us. Instead of being hard and instead of being rough and tough on people, we should adopt kind-heartedness, softness, and inshallah azawajal, with that, inshallah azawajal, we could make our life a better. And for that, we need to be changing our habits. It's not something that I'm going to read in a book and then overnight I'm going to start to become soft-hearted. It's not going to be like that. We need to be making this a habit. Live your life, start it off, start from your children. Yeah, if they do anything wrong, just, you know, by as they say, not everything is punishable. Some things are that you can forgive the children. So what we need to understand is whenever we do anything, we should be looking at the situation first, and then we should have, you know, a kind heart that we can forgive the people as well. And in the same manner, if we can try to act upon that, then inshallah azza wa jal, our lives will become a better life as well. And Amir al-Sunnah, he often reads this couplet, "Hai falahu kamarani narmiyo asani mein. Hai falahu kamarani narmiyo asani mein. Har bana kaam bigad jata hai nadani mein." That there is always goodness in being polite, being kind-hearted, being mild. And when you be soft, when you be, you know, rigid on something, or you be hard on something, nuksan hota hai. Like for example, if you take your children for instance, if we are kind-hearted to our children, we'll have more of an understanding with our children, the more they will come close to you as parents, the more they will open up to their, you know, needs in front of you. Because at this moment in time, if your children are not opening up to you, if they can't talk to you, then how are they going to, you know, how are they going to communicate with you? How are they going to have shared the problems that they have in their lives? They might need something, but they're not even telling you. Why? Because they're scared of you. So make sure that, you know, we are very, very sympathetic towards our children, because they're our blood, they're our kind, and we need to be really careful. Allah Azza wa Jal, when He ordered Musa alayhi salatu wa salam to go to the Pharaoh, the Fir'aun, Allah Azza wa Jal, He says, to usse naram baat kehna, yani, and say a mild, speak to him in a mild tone, us umeed, is umeed par ke wo dayan kare ya kuch dare, so that he looks at the dayan kare, he thinks of the, and then he be scared from the wrath of Allah Azza wa Jal. In Tafsir Khazin, it's mentioned regarding this verse that when Musa alayhi salatu wa salam was sent to the Fir'aun, Allah Ta'ala commanded Musa alayhi salam that, oh Musa, be kind to him and be gentle to him. And some of the Mufassirin have mentioned that one of the reason is that because Fir'aun, he took care of Musa alayhi salam when he was young. Aap isse vaada karein ki agar wo iman qubool karega to tamam umr jawan rahega, kabhi budapa na aayega. You know, Fir'aun, he had Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, you know, was told that, oh Musa, go to him and say, oh Fir'aun, if you accept Islam, you will never get old. Alake, it's a natural circle. You start off being a child, then being a toddler, then being a youth, then being an adult, then being an old man. But Musa alayhi salatu wa salam said that, oh Fir'aun, you will never be old. Marte dam tak uski saltanat baki rahegi, and his kingdom will remain until he dies. And khane peene aur nikah ki lazzatein ta dame marg baki rahengi, and he will have the enjoyment of food and everything else. Aur marne ke baad jannat mein dakhila naseeb hoga, and he will be granted the gardens of paradise. Now just imagine, you know, how merciful Allah Ta'ala was to Fir'aun. Why? Because he brought up Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. He took care of Musa alayhi salam. He was gentle towards Musa alayhi salam in his young age. And Allah Ta'ala in command said to Musa alayhi salam, be gentle to him as well. And I've never heard of anyone, maybe, you know, my knowledge is very limited, but I've never heard of anyone getting these special offers, as you can say, that you'll never die. I mean, you'll never get old. And, you know, your kingdom is going to remain forever. So these were guarantees that were given to Fir'aun. But as we know that Fir'aun was not to be accepting Islam, Allah Ta'ala did not guide Fir'aun to the straight path. And it says that Musa alayhi salatu wasalam ki hidayat par iman qubool kar loon, lekin ye sunkar Haman kehne laga, tu tujhe akalmand aur dana samajhta tha. Ma'azallah, you know, he says that when Haman, he Musa, Fir'aun talked to Haman, and he says that Haman said to him that, oh Fir'aun, I thought you're going to be a clever person. Yeah, you are the Ma'bud, Ma'azallah, you are the Rabb, you are the God of ours. Fir'aun ne kaha, tu ne theek kaha, yun wo iman qubool karne se mahroom raha. So that proves to you another very important thing. If your surrounding, if your advisors are good, inshallah azza wa jal, you will be a good person. But if your advisors are like Haman, advising you on this kind of filth, that, oh Fir'aun, you're God yourself, what are you doing, bro? You shouldn't be doing that. Yeah, so what happened? Because of this advice from Haman, Fir'aun did not accept Islam. Look around yourself. Who are your advisors? Who's my advisor? You need to have a think tank. Yeah, for example, if you're running an office and one of your staff member is your PA, he's your advisor as well, then make sure that your advisor is someone that has the fear of Allah. Koi khauf e khuda usne vich hai. Because you don't want to be, you know, doing things in your office that will take things even worse as well. Hazrat Sayyidina Yahya bin Ma'az radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when someone read this verse to in front of him, he started to cry. And he says that, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, ye teri us bande ke saath narmi hai. Yeah, this is, Ya Allah, you are commanding Musa alayhi salam to do narmi, to be mild and gentle and kind to the one who believed that he was God. He was your enemy. And you told Musa alayhi salatu wa salam to be kind to him. And then you told Musa alayhi salam, who was one of your greatest, mightiest messengers of Allah, you told Musa alayhi salam to be kind to him. And he says, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, main tum logon ka sabse aala rab hoon, to is bande ke saath teri narmi ka kya alam hoga. Yani, Firaun, he says that I am the more a superior rab Azza wa Jal, ma'azallah. But yet Musa alayhi salam was still ordered to be kind to him. Now, we need to be very, very kind. Kind-hearted, soft-hearted, call it whatever you want. But we need to look at ourselves. You know, in okay, do your own operation, mind operation. How kind are we? If something happens at home, some kid, children or the wife breaks something, what do we do? Do we get enraged? What's happened here? And we start to, you know, beat the bandwagon. And we want to get to the bottom of this. Yara, it's a little kid, man. He's broken the glass. What do you mean, get to the bottom of it? Maaf karo, get to lo. Yeah? But we need to understand that being kind is one of the, mashallah, beautiful traits of our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned in Surah Ali Imran, verse number 159. فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَهُمْ تو کیسی کچھ اللہ کی مہربانی ہے کہ اے محبوب تم ان کے لیے نرم دل ہوئے. یعنی this talks about our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's manners and our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's character was so beautiful that he was so kind. It's mentioned in another verse inside the glorious Quran that our Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam was very kind-hearted, and same with the Shahaba ikram. Yeah, ruhama'u baynahum. They were kind, you know, kind towards one another. That was the Sahaba ikram. That was their seerat, alhamdulillah, that Allah ta'ala is talking about the Sahaba ikram, that they used to be so kind to one another. They used to help one another. They used to share their problems with one another. They never used to be saying that, you know, that's this problem. It's not my problem, not my headache, not my cup of tea. You know, no, we should be sharing our, you know, problems with our brothers. And, you know, like the Sahaba ikram, when they migrated from Makkah to Medina, the Muhajir Sahaba ikram alayhi muridwan, great Sahaba, they left everything for the sake of Islam. And when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he made them brothers in Medina Tayyiba, one Muhajir with one Ansari. You know what, they came to a state where the Ansari Sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu would say that, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I have two gardens, I will give one to my brother. I have two homes, I will give one to my brother. I have two wives, I will divorce one of them so my brother can marry her as well. This is the beautiful life of the Sahaba ikram. And subhanallah azza wa jal, do we not learn a lot from these Sahaba ikram? Subhanallah. Now, in one of the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, quoted in Sahih Muslim, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, O Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, Allah azza wa jal, Allah rafiq hai, Allah aur rifq yani narmi ko pasand karta hai. Allah is kind and he loves kindness. Allah paak narmi ki wajah se wo cheezein ata karta hai jo sakhti ya kisi aur wajah se ata nahi farmata. Allah ta'ala bestows things upon you, blessings upon you, you know, in his being kind. Allah ta'ala is the most kind. No one can be kind than Allah azza wa jal. In another hadith, again in Sahih Muslim, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, narmi jis cheez mein bhi hoti hai, wo usse khubsurat banati hai. Yeah, wherever there is kindness in anything, it makes it more beautiful. Aur jis cheez se narmi nikal di jaye, usse badsurat kar deti hai. And when you take kindness out of something, it makes it more ugly. Another beautiful hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Mu'min asani karne wala narm hota hai. That a believer is that it makes things easier and he is kind. Jaisa nakel wala oont ke khincha jaye to khinch jata hai aur chatan par bithaya jaye to baith jaye. Just like a camel, when you pull the rope, it walks with you. When you tell him to sit on a mountain, it will sit there. That's how a Muslim should be. Obviously, you know, the scholars, they do mention, do not be too sweet that they eat you and do not be too sour that they spit you out. Meaning, stay in the middle. Don't be too soft that, as they say, people walk over you. But don't be too hard and stern where you cannot forgive people as well. And alhamdulillah as well, the importance of kind-heartedness, the importance of kindness is so mentioned in the Quran that subhanallah azza wa jal, you know, being angry on someone, breaking the heart of another Muslim, and you know, opening the secrets of another Muslim, basically it's called ruswa karna. Yeah, ruswa karna, zaleel karna in front of other people. These are all things that will lead a person into the fire of hell. And if we see today, you know, we joke around with our friends, we might say something to them, we break their hearts, and then we say, oh, mata dil ta nahi ne todya. Yeah, I haven't broken your heart, brother, have I? I didn't say anything wrong, did I? Sorry, I said this. It's too late. You've already done the damage. You've already done the damage by saying these harsh, full words to them. And as Muslims, we need to understand that as Muslims, we need to look at ourselves and we need to look at the way we deal with people as well. Now, one Buzurg, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, from Khurasan, he went to the Tatari tribe. Now, who is this Tatari tribe? Tatari tribe, a very, very bloodthirsty people. And they, you know, martyred millions of Muslims. And this one person from the Khurasan, he went to the Tatari leader. And at that time, it was Tagudar Khan, who was the leader of the Tataris. And this Muballigh, he went there and he gave dawat to Tagudar Khan. And because of the sweet words, because of the gentleness in his words, the whole Tatari people, a few years ago, these people were bloodthirsty for the Muslims. These people murdered, martyred so many thousands and millions of Muslims. But alhamdulillah, just the beautiful words of one preacher, alhamdulillah, turned the tide around. And the whole tribe accepted Islam. And you know what he said? He says that Tagudar Khan said to the Buzurg, pious person, that is the hair of your beard better or the tail of my dog? Now, what if someone said that to us? Janab, you know, we would have just, you know, rolled up our sleeves and started to fight. How dare you say this to me? You know, why did you say this to me? But this Buzurg Rahmatullah Ali smiled and he says, O Tagudar Khan, if I am faithful and loyal to my Rabb Azza wa Jal, then my beard is better. But if I am not faithful to my Rabb, my owner, my creator, then no doubt the tail of your dog is better than my beard. Because I'm not even faithful to my Rabb Azza wa Jal. Subhanallah. These were very, 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 very strong words. These words shook him. They shook him from the core. And he says, I would love to have your company all the time. Please stay with me. And then whenever he got the opportunity, this Buzurg Rahmatullah Ali would preach Tagudar Khan about Islam. And alhamdulillah, a day came very soon that Tagudar Khan accepted Islam. And because of him accepting Islam, the whole Tatari nation accepted Islam. So now they say, you know, ke hai falaho kamrani narmi o asani mein. Har bana kaam bigad jata hai nadani mein. If this Buzurg, rahmatullahi ta'ala, listened to Tagudar Khan's words, and he got enraged or his heart got broken, and he would have said, oh, what did you say? Why did you say this? Therefore, I'm off now. I'm not going to give you dawat. But nothing would have changed. He would have gone, but nothing would have changed. But he stayed with them. He always showed them the kindness of Islam. Many people who accept Islam, alhamdulillah azza wa jal, people accept Islam on the hands of normal people. Yeah, normal Muslim, lame people as they say. But why do they accept Islam? It's not because they've read the story of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They don't even know who the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam maybe is. They haven't read about his life. They haven't read the Quran. They haven't understood the Quran. Yet these people are still accepting Islam. It's maybe because of Muslims. So we are all ambassadors. We're all ambassadors for Islam. It make, you know, make sure that when you are an ambassador of Islam, you preach Islam in a good manner so that people, alhamdulillah, azza wa jalla, will listen to you as well. And then these beautiful words of wisdom کسی نے کیا خوب انوکھی بات کہی، طوطا مرچ کھا کر بھی میٹھے بول بولتا ہے اور انسان میٹھا کھا کر بھی کڑوی باتیں کرتا ہے. A parrot, he eats chilies, yet he still talks beautiful, sweet words. And a human eats sweet, but still talks, you know, kadvi baatein, sour things. Now, again, as Muslims, sometimes we do get angry if we do not listen to other people, or if we listen to people when they say nasty, bad stuff to us, we get angry, and we might, in retaliation, might say something to them as well. Now, there was a story about a very beautiful Islamic brother. When the ijtima used to happen in Gulzar-e-Habib Masjid, in Maulana Shafi-e-Kadvi, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, his masjid, Amir-e-Ahl-e-Sunnat, اجتماع میں شرکت کے لیے اسلام بھائیوں کے ساتھ جب سینما گھر کے قریب سے گزرے تو ایک نوجوان کو فلم کا ٹکٹ لینے کی غرض سے لائن میں کھڑا تھا. سو وین امیر علیہ سنت اینڈ سم آف دا بردرز پاسڈ بائی اے سینما اینڈ دیر واز اے لائن اینڈ ہی سو اے مین اسٹوڈ ان دا لائن ہو واز ٹرائنگ ٹو بائی دا ٹکٹ. امیر علیہ سنت اس نے معاذ اللہ ہی شاؤٹڈ آؤٹ ٹو امیر علیہ سنت اینڈ ہی سیز مولانا There's a very good film on today. Come and watch it. اس سے پہلے کہ آپ کے ہمراہ اسلام بھائی جذبات میں آ کر کچھ کہتے، امیر اہل سنت دامت برکاتہم العالیہ went up to him in a kind and soft manner, gave him انفرادی کوشش and said, my son, I don't watch films. آپ نے مجھے دعوت پیش کی تو میں نے سوچا کہ آپ کو بھی دعوت پیش کروں. ابھی انشاءاللہ گلزار حبیب مسجد میں سنتوں برا اجتماع ہوگا. Yeah, you've done me a favor by giving me Dawat, you invited me, but I don't watch films. But because you invited me, I'll invite you as well. And he says there's going to be an ijtima in Gulzar-e-Habib Masjid. Why don't you come and listen to that ijtima as well? And then gave him a bottle of perfume as a gift. And he says that after a few years, when Amir al-Sunnat, he went to do he was doing bayan and he was meeting people. He saw this young Islamic brother, mashallah, with a beautiful beard, imama. And when he met him, he says, Hazrat, do you remember me? Do you recognize me? Do you recognize me? And he says that, no. And alhamdulillah, Hazrat, the brother, he says that I am the one that that came to you and invited you to watch that film. So alhamdulillah, very beautiful story there. But we'll continue with more stories after our daily reminder, inshallah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
حجت الاسلام سیدنا امام محمد بن محمد بن محمد غزالی رحمۃ اللہ تعالی علیہ has stated, advising people to do good deeds and preventing them from bad deeds is the greatest pillar of Islam. Dear viewers of Madani channel, on the day of judgment, people will be extremely horrified. There will be no shade other than the divine arsh in the plane of resurrection. Allah will grant the shade of his arsh and entry into heaven his obedient and distinguished bondmen, including the Islamic brothers and sisters conveying the call to righteousness and preventing evils, as is obvious from the following narrated saying. Allah Azza wa Jal sent revelation to Sayyidina Musa ala Nabiyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam. One who commanded goodness and prevented evil and called people towards obedience to me would be in the shade of Arsh. صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. ماشاءاللہ عز و جل. That was a very beautiful reminder. We've got a very beautiful guest with us, mashallah, Azawajal, today. Abdul Hannan bhai, alhamdulillah, is joining us from Birmingham, inshallah, Azawajal. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Mashallah, Abdul Hannan bhai, how are you? You okay?
Alhamdulillah, ala kulli hal.
MashaAllah, JazakAllah khaira for joining with us today. We're talking about a very beautiful topic. We're talking about being kind-hearted, you know, soft-hearted. Now we would like to listen to your Madani pearls regarding that as well, inshallah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. MashaAllah, Asab, it's a beautiful topic. Alhamdulillah, being soft-hearted, and to be honest with you, the time which we are living in seems to be becoming even more difficult to become soft-hearted, or be kind, be gentle. The way people have become impatient with little things, there was a time when people would have great amount of patience. And now people can't even wait in a queue. So it becomes so difficult for people to have that patience. People get angry very quick, aggressive. And they are, you know, the people who have that soft-heartedness or gentle-heartedness, alhamdulillah, are really those people who are truly connected to the deen, those people who are connected to the sunnah of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. You will find them that those are the people who will have a soft-heartedness and gentleness. Alhamdulillah, we are very fortunate enough to be in a very beautiful environment of Dawat Islami, alhamdulillah, which constantly reminds us and to becoming gentle and to becoming soft and to forgive people. And alhamdulillah, we see it from the seerah of Shaykh Tariqat Amir Sunnat Dawat Barakatul Aliyah, that we are learning from him and how he is soft-hearted and how he is gentle and how he cares for each and every one. Alhamdulillah, we are seeing examples of this day in, day out, alhamdulillah. And when we are watching Madani Muzakara, alhamdulillah, you see that how he is caring for people and he's concerned for people. It's huge, alhamdulillah.
You know, sometimes you look at Amir al-Sunnah and, you know, Islamic brothers are queuing up. There was an instance where there was one Islamic brother with a heavy build, and Amir al-Sunnah just, you know, in a kind voice said to him that, you know, my son, just take care of your weight as well. And then Amir al-Sunnah realized later, what have I done? You know, I have said that to him and I might have hurt his feeling. So he goes, can you please look for this person? Because he was a Jamia student and he already left from there. And the brothers, they went out in search for him and they found him and they said, Amir al-Sunnah wants to see you. So when they brought him to Amir al-Sunnah, he says, look, my son, I'm really sorry. You know, I shouldn't have said that to you because I might have hurt your feelings. And that Islam brother started to cry and he goes, Ya Sayyidi, you know, whatever you said was right. I need to look at my way. But Amir al-Sunnah says that, no, I shouldn't have said that. And he says, please forgive me. You know, so this is the kind-heartedness of Amir al-Sunnah, that he sometimes even, you know, even if he thinks that he's done something wrong, he will say sorry to a person. So that's what we need to adopt ourselves as well. You know, as they say, saying sorry to you will not make you look down, but then, mashallah, it'll make you, you know, better in the eyes of another person.
Mashallah. Definitely, Asaf, alhamdulillah. And this will actually bring softness in you. When you learn to say sorry, will bring gentleness in you, will make you soft-hearted, inshallah.
MashaAllah, JazakAllah khair, Abdul Hanan bhai. Allah Ta'ala bless you, MashaAllah, Azawajal. And please make dua for us as well, inshallah. JazakAllah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam.
MashaAllah, Azawajal. Abdul Hanan bhai from Birmingham. Thank him for giving us his MashaAllah time. Abdul Hanan bhai is our lead for the Madani Qafila in the UK, and inshallah Azawajal, there is a 12-month Madani Qafila, that is a one-year Madani Qafila that is being prepared. Very soon we will travel around the country, inshallah Azawajal. If you want to join Abdul Hanan bhai and you have been traveling on the Madani Qafila, one of the conditions is that you have been traveling on a few Madani Qafilas, because if you are new to the Madani Qafila, then, you know, it might not be that easy for you to travel, because to leave home is not a cup of tea for everyone. Like, it's easy, you know. Alhamdulillah, you know, 3 days a month where you give 27 days to the dunya, just give 3 days for your deen. And inshallah, as well, you'll see the benefits as well. We'll come back to our topic. I've got the daily hadith as well to show you. Let's watch the daily hadith and we'll come back, inshallah, as well. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Now regarding the honorable companions, radwanullahi alayhim ajma'in, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has explained, do not speak ill of my companions, Because if any of you were to give charity the amount of gold equivalent to the whole of Mount Uhud, it would not be equivalent to a single mud or half a mud given by any of them. Now, what's the explanation of this hadith? Is that if a companion gave a small amount of barley in charity, whilst a ghouth, qutb, or any ordinary Muslim gave a mountain's worth of gold, the latter were not near the level of acceptance and closeness in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The same is true regarding fasting, salah, and all other acts of worship. When salah in Masjid al-Nabawi is equivalent to 50,000 offered salah elsewhere, what words could adequately explain the rank of the companions who physically saw the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and spent time in his company? What can be said of the amazing acts of worship? Now, the rank of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's companions is really, really high. This hadith also teaches us to mention the honorable companions with nothing but good. They are never to be spoken about with belittling or disrespectful terms, not even in the slightest. These are specific individuals Allah chose to accompany His beloved. Now imagine this, just as an example. When a merciful father does not let his son stay in the company of bad people, then how could our merciful Lord Azza wa Jal like for His Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to stay in such company? The companion's superiority is founded on the fact that they accompanied the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and lived in the era of divine revelation. If anyone from our lives for 1,000 years tries to spend his entire time obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and refraining from disobedience, such that we become the greatest worshipper of our era, even then, dear viewers of Madani Channel, even then, all of this worship will not match a single moment spent in the companionship of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The lesson that we learn here is that whenever we speak about the companions of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, always with respect. Never use disrespectful terms. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. MashaAllah, Azzawajal, a very beautiful hadith of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And all the hadiths of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam are beautiful, alhamdulillah, and for us to learn as well. Now, one of the important things someone asked me, how can we adopt kindness and softness in our heart? How do we learn this? You know, it's something that, you know, it does come natural in you. So that's one thing. But yes, you can learn about this, about how being soft-hearted and kindness. One of the important things is try to travel on the Madani Qafile of Dawat Islami. And the other is try to attend the weekly Ijtima of Dawat Islami. Alhamdulillah, every Thursdays, brothers' Ijtimas take place. Approximately about 70 places around the country every Thursday. Islamic Sisters, I think more than 130 weekly gatherings happen around up and down the country. So, you know, try to go to the Ijtima, try to take your children with you as well. You know, some of the time you say, "Mare putre ki nahi jao." اسی کی کھڑو اجتماع پر اسی کھڑو قافلے پر او پتر تک ہی نہیں جا سن پاپا تساں نال بھی جلو نا سارے یا چاچا جی تساں بھی اچھو نا یو نیڈ ٹو کم ود اس یو نو وین یور سن الحمدللہ آئی بین ان دی مدنی قافلہ آئی ٹوک مائی سنز ود می مینی ادر اسلامی برادرز ٹوک دیئر چلڈرن ود دیم ٹوک دیئر سنز ود دیم یو نو سو الحمدللہ وین یو ٹیک یور چلڈرن ود یو دس مور یو نو اٹس مور آف اے گڈ تھنگ بیکاز یور چلڈرن وی سے ویل دس از امپورٹنٹ بیکاز If it's important, that's why our dads bought us. And sometimes children think, yeah, kafla, what is kafla? Agar itna zaruri ho na, to abba sare naal achha naal. To abba da naal ko nahi aaye. Dad's not here with you. Yeah, so sometimes, you know, we're doing things for the betterment of our children, but we don't understand that instead of making it better, we might, you know, make it worse. I've got an incident where the father used to be a smoker, and he wants his sons to stop smoking. He's smoking in front of him, but but he wants his son to smoke, stop smoking. How's that possible? If you think smoking is bad, why don't you give up? Yeah, in the same way, swearing, backbiting, all these kind of things, they're bad. If you are doing them in front of your children, do you think that they're ever going to be learning anything from you? Yeah, so please try to understand. If you have your children with you, it's going to have a more better impact on your children. There'll be more chances of them listening to you in that environment than us, because they're more inclined towards you. And if you don't have that relationship with your children, thiga karne re jo kuch karo. You know, some parents are there say, chalo ji, karo jo karne ho. Tusa apni kabre jaso, main apni kabre jasa. Yeah, but you are their guardian. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. You know, Allah Ta'ala mentions in the Quran, you know, O believers, save yourself and your family from the fire of hell. So you are need to use, you're supposed to be saving their family and yourself and them as well. And for that, look at the environment of Dawat Islami. There's so many departments in Dawat Islami. There must be something that you like. You know, when you come back from work, rather than coming back and being a couch potato, rather than coming back, putting the remote control on, put your feet up and watching telly, jao masjid, alhamdulillah, madrasa will be on. That's what we're not doing. We're not doing anything ourselves. We want everyone to do something for us. Khana kar, my wife makes it. Cleaning, my wife does it. Driving the car, yeah, I've got a driver. Or maybe I go on a train, so I don't do that driving. Office, other people do things for us. We need to get out of this comfort zone. This dunya was not made so that we could be living here comfortably. Yeah, but it doesn't stop us from living comfortably. But it's not that we put our feet up and say, right, there we go, Mojan. Like people go on holiday, ma'azallah. They go to such places on holiday where there's so much filth around them. Behayai uruj par. And the whole family is there. And the firanen, mure mare bad nikai karne mare gal ni sunne. Oh, kisra sunan, how are they going to listen to you? You know, this is what you are doing. You're going, why can't you go on a holiday to Makkah and Medina? Do Umrah as well. Why can't you go to a holiday to Baghdad Sharif, go to the mazar of Sayyidina Imam Azam Abu Hanifa, to Sayyidina Ghawse Pak Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, yeah, to Sayyidina Imam Musa Kazim Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, you know, to the mazars of the Ahle Bayt, go to Karbala Mu'alla, go to Najaf Ashraf, go to all these good places, Sahaba Ikram, Awliya Ikram, Ahle Bayt ne mazar par jao na. Do you have to go to a seaside where, ma'azallah, there's all filth around you? Do you have to go to a holiday? Ab jagah mare bacche nahi manne, bacche mannan kis tarah ko bacche ke samjhaye hi nahi. You haven't taught your children. You haven't even said anything to your children. You didn't teach them this is wrong and that is wrong. You listen to songs yourself. How are you going to tell your children not to listen to songs? You've never read the Quran yourself. How are you going to tell your children to read the Quran? You haven't been to the ijtima. You know, to the ijtimas of Dawat Islam, you haven't been to any gathering in the masjid. How do you expect your children to go to the gathering? And then we make excuses. Have you heard of a thing called the chair? Such a beautiful thing someone's created. You sit on top of that. You don't need to sit on the floor. Again, where man jadda, wajada, jisne koshish kiya, usne pa liya. People traveled from, you know, they traveled hundreds of miles to go and learn one hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Asane ji ma guchera bunni beno na yara kitne bane banasa. How many things are we going to, how many excuses are we going to make? You know, we always make excuses upon excuses upon excuses, and end of the day we know that we're just fooling ourselves. Don't fool yourself. You know, you got family to raise. You're going to be accountable for your children as well on the Day of Judgment. Let's watch, you know, this is again, because we're talking about kindness, let's watch this cartoon, and inshallah, we'll learn something from a go in a cartoon. Takte, inshallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Once upon a time, a camel was standing in a deserted place, and it wasn't tied up. An untied rope was touching the ground. Meanwhile, a mouse passed by the camel. When it noticed that a camel is standing alone, although it has a rope around his neck, but it is not tied up with anything. All of a sudden, that mouse thought something, stepped ahead, held the rope and started walking arrogantly. A small mouse was walking ahead, whereas very big camel was swallowing it. Mouse was feeling arrogant, and it was very clear from his walk that Mouse was very proud of that act, because he was thinking that such a big, enormous animal is following me. Dear children, after some walk, it arrogantly said this.
Ha ha ha! Look, how big and giant animal is following me, and I'm guarding this big camel.
Camel understood everything.
Oh, little mouse, you're boasting yourself too much. Just wait for a little while.
Both the mouse and the camel reached near a stream. Mouse got scared when he saw the stream and stopped. Camel also stopped and said to the mouse,
Oh my guide, everything is okay, you stopped.
Do you know what happened next? The mouse that was walking arrogantly and was proud of his act was now scared after looking at the fast flow of water and deep stream. When Camel saw that situation, he controlled his smile and said,
Why are you scared? What happened? Keep moving. Don't be scared. Be brave.
The mouse was scared and ashamed. He said quietly,
Water is very deep. I will drown.
The camel said,
Let me see how deep water is.
After that, the camel went inside the water of the stream and said to the mouse,
Well, water is not that deep. It is just up to the knees. That's it. Come forward and guide me so that I can follow and cross the stream.
After listening to this, the mouse was very much ashamed. Now the mouse humbly replied,
Water is up to your knees, but I will drown anyways.
Mouse had understood clearly that he was absolutely wrong for his act and arrogance. Now he had also realized the fact that we should never consider anyone inferior. The mouse was embarrassed and ashamed of his act.
Always remember this. We should never consider anyone lower and degraded. Remember, everything has its own importance. Okay, come and mount on my back now.
After explaining all that, the camel offered Mouse to mount on his back and helped in crossing the stream. Dear children, did you see? Those who consider others inferior and low, they face embarrassment. We should never consider anyone low and inferior. So, dear children, do you make this intention that you will never consider anyone inferior and low?
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I've got a little fund promo. Let's watch that. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The final prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, whichever Muslim clothes another Muslim, Allah Almighty shall grant him with the attire from paradise. And whoever feeds a hungry Muslim, Allah the Almighty shall feed him with fruits of paradise. And whoever quenches the thirst of a Muslim, Allah the Exalted shall grant him endorsed pure beverage to drink. Spend in the way of Allah Almighty by giving your donations to Dawat-e-Islami and gain blessings in both worlds.
Dawat-e-Islami UK Madani Channel. Sort code 309773. Account number 436-345-60. IBAN GB67LOYD 309-773-436-345-60. BIC LOYD GB21087.
Your donations can be utilized in any permissible, religious, reformative, welfare, spiritual, benevolent, charitable, and income-generating lawful and secure work so that the increasing expenses can be met.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jazakallahu khaira. for watching our channel. Take care of yourself and I'll see you tomorrow, inshallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.